Now, Susan Mills is a scientist and an artist originally from Knockanore in County Waterford, now living in the county of Kerry, down in the kingdom. And she loves to paint animals for much of her time. But now she's working on a book called The Human Rescuers. Who are they? What are they all about? What is this book all about? Well, there's only one person can tell us, and that's Susan Mills herself, and she joins me now on the line. Susan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dara. Thank you very much for having me on.
Listen, absolutely delighted you're part of the family just out the road, Knockanore, but you're down in the kingdom.
I'm living in Kerry now, yes. I'm down here with about 12 years, I'd say.
Well, as they say, you know, you might take the person out of Knockanore, but you'll never take Knockanore out of the person.
That's for sure.
So, Susan, talk to me about this idea that you have, the human rescuers. I suppose if somebody hears the title human rescuers, you're probably thinking of people that are going off to rescue people in some far off country. But this is actually, there's a bit of a twist on this.
Absolutely, yeah. So the rescuers in the title refers to the animals that have rescued us humans. So it's a book, it's for animal lovers, and it's supposed to be written by animal lovers, if you like. So I've put a call out to people to, if they have a story to tell about them and their pet, to send it in to me, and I'm looking for 36 stories altogether. Now, in return for your story, if it's selected for the book, I'll paint your pet, and I'll give you a gift of the portrait, and the image of the portrait will be in the book with the story.
You know, in many respects, that's almost immortalizing that the love of our life. And I know I spoke to you yesterday, Susan, and we were making the point that if you don't love pets and if you haven't had a pet, you mightn't just get it. But I think there's a lot of people out there that love their pets and they do anything to, you know, speak kindly of them, but particularly the ones that have been rescued and in turn have rescued us.
Absolutely. And that's what I've noticed, you know, when you mention it to someone who's an animal lover, they think the idea is fantastic. And I suppose it's like, you know, even we were saying yesterday, when you have a pet and you've taken to the vets, I mean, everybody there just wants to talk about their pet. They want to tell their story. They want to admire other people's pets. And we all think our own pet is amazing. And so this is a platform for people to share that and to share how much their pet means to them. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a rescue animal, but it could be what your pet has brought to your life.
And, you know, I think we also mentioned that if you go to a doctor's surgery, nobody talks. And I've often said to people quite jovially, you know, there's times you'd be better off going to the vet than going to the GP. But look, that's for another day.
Yeah,
I absolutely get that. I mean, it doesn't have to be a rescue animal. It's a pet who has touched your life in a very deep and profound way. And I know of many people, particularly older people, where the pet is actually their life link, really, the only person in their lives. And I use that term person quite loosely, but seriously as well, because in a lot of cases, Susan, you know, the animals, our pets, will actually possibly know us better than we know ourselves. And when there's something wrong, they'll know.
Absolutely, I agree completely. And part of the book as well, because I'm a scientist, I am going to be putting in little facts from science. So things about animal psychology that that scientists are proving, but us animal lovers already know. But I think it will also be of interest to people, and it will just reassure people that we're not imagining this. You know, there is a profound and deep connection between you and your pet. And, you know, what better way to share it with the world than to be part of this book?
You know, I'm thinking right at the moment of the great Bryan Adams song, Look Into My Eyes, from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. The opening line, look into my eyes and you will see. And one of the things that you are asking for when people send in a digital image of your pet is that you can see their eyes. And that actually resonates with me, because I know when my last little dog that died, Charlie, when I found him, he found me. When he ran into my mom and she looked at his eyes, that was it. It was love at first sight. The same with magic. It's almost, you know, this sort of this ultra-romantic setting where you find the love of your life, you look into their eyes. It's the same with the pet. That's how you make that connection.
I agree completely, and that's why I put a lot in my paintings. I put huge effort into capturing their eyes and the expression in their eyes. I think it's so important. And even with my own rescue dog Bonnie, when I got her, I had just buried my dog Lady, and I was utterly devastated. I had never known that level of grief, and I saw a picture of this dog on an animal charity page on a Facebook page, and she had been severely neglected, but the sadness in her eyes just in that photograph, she had the sadness that she expressed in her eyes was exactly how I was feeling about losing my dog. And so that's how Bonnie came into my life as well. So yeah, when people send in their pictures, most of the portraits will be head and shoulder shot portraits. So yeah, that's what I'm looking for, to really see their eyes, see the colour of the eyes. And once you get that, then I can really capture the expression of the animal.
Yeah, I totally get that. I adopted my most recent little one from Heart Animal Rescue up there in Buttevant. And the following year, they did a calendar for the year, and they wanted to feature My Little Magic. And I had a most beautiful photograph of her up. It was like a headshot, and she was wearing her collar and her miraculous medal. And they said, oh, that's the one we want to use. My mother wanted something more out in the garden. I said, no, they're doing it for a reason, because they can capture the eyes, and the eyes are everything. So, Susan, somebody is listening right now and they're thinking to themselves, right, we want to do something here. What do we need to do when they're sending in the story? How long must it be? What should it be about?
So the story can be about any aspect of your relationship with your pet. So what I'm really asking for people is to tell the story from the heart. So it can be how your pet came into your life, you know, if it's a rescue. But again, it doesn't have to be a rescue. It could be a funny story about your pet. You choose what you want to tell. I'm looking for 1 to 5 pages. Now, they would be A4 pages, but some people have just typed it straight into the email and sent it to me. Some people have written it actually by hand, and they've sent it to me. So you can send it to my email, which is animalartsills@gmail.com. And with your story, I also need a clear image of your pet. But what I've done with some people, if the photo isn't suitable for a portrait, I just tell them to send in some more photos, and they'll keep sending them in, and then I'll see the one and I'll go, that's it. That's the one that's going to make the portrait. So, you know, don't worry if you don't have a fantastic photo straight off. We can work on that. And again, you know, I know that maybe people will feel, you know, I'm not a writer and that. Don't worry about that. Just put it down, tell it from the heart, you know, and we'll take it from there.
Now, just to repeat that email address, because there was a little glitch in the line there, Susan, I didn't want to stop you, but the email address is animalartmills, all one word, lowercase, animalartmills@gmail.com. You know, it's actually a fantastic idea. When I saw this brief, and I said it to you yesterday, I'm buying into this big time. But I want to say to people right now, there will be some people who will be stuck for words. How am I going to write this? But there'll be others that love to write for Ireland, lads
yes.
and lassies. Susan is not looking for a novel. She's not looking for 36 chapters just from you. Just capture a moment, a funny moment, an emotional moment, whatever that may be, and put it on paper. But like, try and keep it to 1 to 5 pages. I'd almost suggest 1 to 3, actually, because we tend to write over anyway, you know. But yeah. They don't want a novel. You're going to be putting the novel together.
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah, perfect.
Anyway, now to let people know that we have put some images of your work up on our website as well, cry104fm.com. And when do you want this in for?
Well, I suppose if I had it in for the next 4 weeks, that would be fantastic, because I have 22 accepted stories already. I'm looking for 36 altogether. So definitely in the next 4 weeks would be great. If you want to as well, go on my website to find out more. My website is susanmillsanimalart.ie. And you can go on to the page there called The Human Rescuers to find out more information about it. And it doesn't have to just be about a dog or a cat. It can be about any pet. So, for example, I have a story about a crow. I have a story about a hen. I have a story about a parrot. You know, and I've plenty of cats and dogs as well. And there's ponies there too. So, you know, it's very broad.
It's an absolutely great idea, and I can think, I actually believe that this won't be just a one-off. This could turn into a whole series of books.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people out there that, have pets. And look, we'll get a podcast of this up, and we'll put it up on our website, but we'll also share it out as well, because I think, you know, this just in the localized idea, this story could go right around the country, and who knows where it will lead to. Because at the end of the day, you know, your pet will, you'll outlive your pet. That's the tragedy of it. But with getting them immortalized this way, it's a lovely way of remembering, but it's a lovely way of sharing the story of how they rescued you on your journey of life.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better. Thank you very much.
Well, Susan, it's been an absolute pleasure and continued success. We'll be in touch, no doubt. And whenever the book has been launched, I want a ticket to the front seat, or well, in the, somewhere in the audience. I want to be there. And anything we can do to keep pushing this out there, we will do it.
Thank you very much, Dara. I really appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Not at all. And listen, we have to look after a neighbour's child from Knockanore.
Thank you.
Take care, Susan. All the best.
Bye. Bye.